Welcome back, Paulo. I'm calm, professional female, and today we're entering the provocative, poetic, and often misunderstood philosophy of Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche is worth our attention, not because he offers a tidy system or a comforting set of answers, but because he challenges us to examine where our values come from. Are our convictions genuinely our own? Were they inherited from religion, society, custom, or fear? And what might happen if the foundations supporting them begin to weaken? These questions animate some of Nietzsche's most memorable ideas. His declaration that God is dead is not merely a celebration of disbelief. It signals a cultural crisis. Traditional sources of meaning and moral authority were losing their power, while no clear replacement had emerged. Nietzsche worried that this vacuum could lead to nihilism, the sense that life lacks value, direction, or purpose. Yet his philosophy is not simply pessimistic. Again and again, Nietzsche asks how a person might respond creatively to difficulty and uncertainty. His language of self-overcoming points toward growth through struggle, confronting one's limitations, transforming inherited habits, and becoming capable of creating values rather than merely obeying them. The will to power, another famous and contested concept, can be explored not only as domination over others, but also as the impulse to expand one's capacities, interpret experience, and shape a life. We'll also encounter his distinction between master and slave moralities, his method of tracing the genealogy of moral concepts, his suspicion of resentment, and his enigmatic image of the Übermensch. Just as importantly, we'll consider Nietzsche's unusual style. He writes through aphorisms, metaphors, provocations, and shifting voices, often forcing readers to participate rather than passively receive a doctrine. Nietzsche can inspire sharply different interpretations, so it helps to approach him neither as an unquestionable guide nor as a collection of dramatic slogans. Instead, we can read him as a demanding conversational partner, one who exposes hidden assumptions and asks what kind of life those assumptions produce. So, as we begin, hold one question in mind. If the values guiding your life were placed under Nietzsche's hammer, which would ring true and which might reveal themselves as hollow?